This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Isn't it interesting that the same media that promoted Antifa and said that Antifa never committed any violence and that they were folk heroes has now turned on Antifa and condemned them for their insane violence? They've attacked, physically attacked now more than 10 journalists. They were responsible for the agitation in Charlottesville, by the way. It wasn't just the a couple of neo-Nazis or KKK people. And when Trump said there was violence on many sides, remember, he was condemned by the entire media. He was condemned because the media was pretending that Antifa didn't commit any violence at all, and it was just the neo-Nazi guy in his car who ran over people. And that Antifa never committed any violence. And remember all those business council people, including the CEO of Merck, the drug company that has killed probably a million people by now, quit the Donald Trump business councils in a protest against Trump for not condemning the neo-Nazis enough and for not for saying that there was violence on both sides. But now it's all reversed all of a sudden. You've got Paul Ryan condemning Antifa, and Paul Ryan, let's face it, is a traitorous anti-American globalist who just pretends to be a Republican, by the way. You've got Nancy Pelosi, I believe, has condemned Antifa. And now the same media organizations that promoted Antifa, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, Yahoo News, NPR, all of them, suddenly they're turning against Antifa. You want to know why? It's not because they've suddenly come to their senses and they're suddenly reporting the news. It's because they were all ordered to condemn Antifa. You got to understand, the entire mainstream media is controlled by one source. There is one memo that goes out each day that tells them exactly what to say, tells them exactly which words to use, tells them what the narrative is for that day. And that one source, which of course is run by globalists, has decided that the media can no longer defend Antifa because Antifa is so out of control that they're going to lose. The Democrats are going to lose the 2018 elections big time if they are tied to Antifa. So the order went out to the media to turn on Antifa. And you even had the late night comedy shows now making fun of Antifa. And boy, Antifa people are so angry now. They're angry at the media. They complain to the New York Times. How dare you call us violent? All we're doing is calling for the murder of people, right? All we're doing is bashing in heads with bike locks, beating people with baseball bats. That's not violence, according to the left. So now they're angry at the media, too, you see. How fascinating is that? And how quickly this has all turned against them. But does this mean that everybody owes Donald Trump an apology for what he said at Charlottesville, that there's violence on many sides? Because essentially everybody is now saying that, well, guess he was right. Where's the apology from CNN? Where's the apology from the New York Times? Where's the apology from Paul Ryan or Rex Tillerson, for that matter, and some of the others that are in the White House circle? Where's their apology? You know, taking this to the next level, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have now both condemned Antifa and officially designated them as a terrorist group. So Antifa is domestic terrorism. And Amazon.com, as I pointed out in an article on Natural News, is profiting from the sales of murder books and how-to guides that Antifa uses to bomb government buildings, to murder conservatives, to overthrow nations, to commit genocide against their intended targets, which right now include white people. So Jeff Bezos and Amazon, which is the owner of Whole Foods, is, of course, profiting from the sales of domestic terrorism, murder books, manuals, and propaganda. That's what it has come to now in America. And that's why you should stop shopping at Whole Foods, by the way, among other reasons, including the fact that Whole Foods keeps selling unlabeled GMOs. And they have since the day they opened, by the way. And they lie about that all the time. They lie about GMOs. They even train their staff to lie to customers to claim they don't sell any GMOs when, of course, they do. But now Antifa is a designated terrorist organization. Now, we knew that all along. Those of us who have our heads on straight and have been, you know, rational observers of all of this, we've seen how violent Antifa has become. And how they, all they do is they scream, "We're defeating Nazis." And they use that as their justification to violently attack and threaten, intimidate, and call for the mass murder of anybody they don't like. So this is the new left. This is the new left. These are Democrats, okay? Just so you know, these are people who would have voted for Hillary Clinton. I mean, they did vote for Hillary Clinton. This is the new radical left. These are Democrats. And what they stand for is murdering people that they don't like. You know, there used to be an organization that wore, you know, white sheets and white pointy hats and covered up their faces, and they were full of hatred and intolerance, and they were racist, and they murdered people. And that organization was called the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. Now we have another organization that's just the same, except they're on the left. Well, actually, come to think of it, the KKK was also founded by Democrats and run by Democrats and was an extension of the left. Yeah, check your history. The KKK was dominated by Democrats. If you don't know that, it's because you've been lied to and you've been brainwashed by the media. So I guess this is all the left. So now Antifa, instead of white hoods and white outfits, they've just gone to black. Black masks and black outfits cover up their faces, but it's the same tactics. It's the same bigotry. It's the same racism. It's the same violence. Antifa, really, you could accurately describe them as a modern KKK, except their targets, instead of black people, are now white people. Now, let me ask you a question. Does that make it right? Does that make it right? Because we know that there were grave injustices committed against black people in the history of America. We know that African Americans were targeted by the FBI, by the way, and continue to be targeted by the medical establishment. And I've talked about that. I've documented that in videos of how black people, there is medical genocide in this country today against African Americans. And very few people have spoken out against that as harshly as I have. And yet I ask you, does that make it right for the left to form this violent Antifa group that now wants to mass murder and commit genocide against white people? Or against straight people, or against Christian people? Is vengeance the same thing as equality? Is that what the left has come to? That all they have now is weapons of violence, extreme violence, to try to get their way? Because that cannot be tolerated in a society where we strive for racial equality and tolerance and, you know, basically human dignity. You know, I was taught human dignity. I was raised in a multicultural environment. You know, I had lots of friends of different races, different colors, different religions. And, you know, I married an immigrant into this country. And yet I find myself living in a country now where the left has become incredibly intolerant and bigoted and racist and violent and dangerous. And they just say that they're fighting Nazis, and they use that as their justification to commit all of these heinous crimes and violence against others, not realizing that they have become the Nazis. They have become the Nazis. They are the fascists. They are the dangerous ones. So now, of course, the media is forced to condemn them because people were waking up and realizing that Yahoo News, for example, was promoting domestic terrorist groups, that the New York Times was promoting domestic terrorists, that the Washington Post is fully aligned with anti-American domestic terrorists. And that's because those writers for those organizations are journo-terrorists. I'm the one who coined that term, journo-terrorism. They are journo-terrorists, and that's why they in their hearts, they feel very much aligned with radical left-wing terrorist groups, because they are violent people, they are hateful people, they are people who want to murder whites. And in their hearts, they are genocidal, left-wing, communist-oriented maniacs. They are a danger to this society. That's why a recent Fox News poll found that I think more people see the media as a threat to America than white supremacy. The media is the big threat. The corporate-run media. I mean, are there a few white supremacists still running around? Yeah, maybe a few, a handful. I've never met any white supremacists. I live in rural Texas. In my whole life, I have never encountered a white supremacist. I mean, nobody who talked about it, nobody who tried to recruit into it, nobody who had white hoods in the back of their truck. Nothing. Never seen a white supremacist. And I live in Texas. Never seen one. And we've seen that those who marched carrying the Confederate flags and the Nazi flags at Charlottesville, some of them were already exposed as being left-wing operatives. Hillary Clinton supporters who picked up those flags and marched in Charlottesville to create the impression that there's all these right-wing Nazi, neo-Nazi, KKK, scary people. There might be a few, but not any big amount. Very tiny number. Very, very tiny number. And yet, there do exist all of these radical left-wing Antifa terrorists who are designated terrorists by the FBI at this point. So we'll see where all of this goes. My bottom line is, I always say, call for peace. Stop the violence. Stop hurting people. Stop lying if you're in the media. You know, the media is tearing this country apart. The media is the danger to America. The media is the root of hatred and violence and intolerism. And that's why the media, the left-wing lying fake news media, literally has to be dismantled. They have to be stopped because they are tearing this country apart. You can read more at naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Be safe. Call for peace. And God bless America. Thank you.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.